a part of a tie game before, so I don't really know how to feel, but I think initial feelings are disappointment. I thought it's a game that we should have won. As an offense, we had chances to score touchdowns rather than field goals and secure a victory, but we didn't do it. You know, I think the good thing is there's so much to learn from this game, and you know, we got to keep getting better on third downs in the red zone, but we saw a lot of guys step up that got more playing time this game, like Red Ellison. I thought, I mean, for him to get in and score on that play was great, and Toby got more playing time. He ran the ball really well, and the whole offensive line played well, and at this point, we didn't get the win, but, you know, we got to keep moving forward, keep learning. I mean, I'm proud of the way we played, and we played, I mean, five quarters of a game till the very last second.
Does it feel more like a loss because you guys gave up a 16-point fourth quarter lead?
I think so. There's definitely some disappointment. I mean, we were, you know, up at halftime, coming out, getting the ball to start the second half. We weren't able to score, and we gave up the lead, and we didn't score points when we should have. And I think we let it get out of our hands, and it's unfortunate that we aren't walking away with our third victory.
Did they do anything different after? It was 23-7. After that, it just was such a struggle.
Yeah.
Were they doing anything differently after that?
No, they weren't. You know, they were playing better. Their offense was moving the ball, and we just didn't convert on third downs. That was our biggest problem. We weren't able to stay out on the field, and I give halves off to them. You know, they made some halftime adjustments, I guess, and we didn't do as well as we should have. But you know, it's something we're going to continue to grow from.
How close was that past Cordell? Somebody get a tip?
I don't know. I think it did get tipped. We'll have to see it on film, but, you know, that stinks. You know, it's something we got to convert on to win a game.
Positive. I mean, every single week, it's like losing to the quarterback.
Well, Coach, I mean, that's exciting. I'm definitely the guy that wants to be out there. I mean, everyone wants to be out there, but I'm happy that I get another chance and, you know, got to keep getting better so we can get a win.
Last week, well chronicled how you had the interceptions in the fourth quarter. You just totally put those out of your mind. What's kind of the thought process?
Yeah, you got to move on. I mean, this is we have one game a week, and if you let things simmer and stay focused on them, you're gonna you know, play not as effectively as you should the next game, and that's what I've learned throughout my career here, the 3 years that I've been playing. You know, you got to move forward. You know, keep learning from those things and try to get better.
Christian Knopf, sir, we're just getting in here late. Just kind of recap the game for us. And it's a tie, you know, a tie. It's kind of an anomaly.
Yeah.
I'm sure you've not been through that before.
Yeah, my first tie ever. It's disappointing. I mean, that's my initial feelings because, you know, we gave up. You know, we were ahead at halftime and didn't do as well in the second half on the offensive side. And we got to make sure that we score touchdowns in the red zone rather than kick field goals. We can't have any turnovers, which we had, I think, one. And we just got to keep playing better. You know, it's disappointing that we had it in our hands and it slipped out.
On that play on the last drive or with the snap there, what happened on the exchange there?
You know, just miscommunication. You know, we're going to have to make sure it doesn't happen. I mean, you know, it seems like late in games, you know, we have these mess ups that, you know, cause us games, and we got to make sure that you know, we're all on the same page and it doesn't happen again.
Couple thought process at that point, just protect the ball. And
yeah, you know, try to get as much as you can and don't let them get the ball.
A couple of years ago, Donovan McNabb came out and admitted he didn't even know there were ties in the NFL. Was anybody out in the field unaware, or did you?
No.
You don't have to name names, but did anyone like not know there could be ties?
No,
in the NFL?
I think everyone knew what was going on. I mean, there was a lot of communication on the sidelines about what could happen, and I thought everyone was in it. I mean, they got the ball first. Their defense held them to a field goal. We answered right back. It was unfortunate we weren't able to get a touchdown, but I'm just proud of the way that everyone played until the very last second of the game.
Pressure, or did you just not want to make a mistake?
No, they brought more pressure. They either played, you know, brought pressure and were able to get back there, or they dropped everyone to coverage, took guys away, so, you know, tried to make a play, and they definitely did some more spying, you know, by their defensive line, so they took the run away from me, but, you know, we got to find ways to convert and get yardage, and especially at the end of the game, and we could get, two first downs, the game's over.
So. Sorry, Dwayne, the fourth quarter had more of a spy on you?
Yeah. Actually, they did the whole game.
All right, thanks.